From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, which is really a shame because aspartame tastes, Pepsi Max tastes so much better
than Diet Pepsi. Absolutely.
Like, oh man.
It's so much better.
Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. Jesse Kimball,
yeah, that's
by
me.
The way, and myself, Shannon Young, we're just having a conversation about I wanted a NOS because this show has been sponsored since the beginning by Great NOS.
Except they won't pay for a goddamn soda.
Instead, Jesse brings me Peace Tea, which I like Peace Tea, by the way, but it's Razzleberry Zero Sugar, a healthy alternative to the NOS that I wanted to drink. And the reason I wanted to drink a NOS is because I didn't sleep well, because I don't go to sleep till after 3 o'clock anyway, and then they're doing construction on the place above us, and that woke me up at 7 this morning, 7:30, whatever. So it was a miserable night. I'm very tired, and I'm like, bring me a NOS. He brings me this.
I'm just going to do it again tomorrow.
I hope not. They ripped out the carpet. I hope it's fucking over, because I'm, oh my God, I'm going to be so pissed. Why? At 7 in the fucking morning do you have to go doing this shit? By the way, Lindsay Wolfgang here with us as well.
Hi.
Blue hair and all.
It's
by the
green.
Way. Greenish blue hair. Whatever. She's sailing Neptune. Why the fuck do you have to do this at 7 in the morning when you know you're above another residency?
It's when the noise ordinance is lifted.
Bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah, 7 a.m. is the earliest they can do it. And so that means, like, that's when they're going
to
do it.
That is so irritating. Not everybody goes to bed at fucking 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know? To wake people up at 7 in the morning with fucking constant hammering. Oh, my
God.
You
could contact the landlord about it. Just like, hey, so, you know, I work nights.
If it is again in the morning, I am going to mess the landlord and just be like, could you ask them not to do that at 7 in the morning?
Like, at least wait till like 10.
Because, like, I have sleep problems. Like, I will sue you. I will sue the fucking pants off of you.
I also do want to point out you have sleep problems and you wanted a NOS at 7:30 p.m.
Don't get me wrong. I truly believe that the NOS has no effect. It doesn't. I think I drink it for flavor mostly because I really do like the taste of grape NOS. When I was talking to my doctor, she told me that, you know, if you're used to caffeine at a certain level at this point, it will not affect you. So, like, I drink a soda before I go to bed and sometimes it actually helps me sleep, as weird as that sounds. And I don't know why. Maybe it takes the edge off. I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
I mean, I know, like, when I started, because I was, like, a minimum one energy drink a day kind of person. Sometimes two, occasionally three.
I think I've only hit that once or twice.
You know, it was a rare thing, but the times did happen where I had three in one day.
The times are a-changing.
But, yeah, no, I had given that up for the most part. So, like, I had seen... It was on just a really dumb, like, meme on Reddit. It was the I can't sleep starter pack. And so, like, it was so, yeah, this subreddit is all about starter packs, and it's just meant to be kind of funny stuff. And then it's like, yeah, the I can't sleep starter pack. And one of the things was like lots of energy drinks, caffeine throughout the day. Another one was like taking naps at like 4 p.m. stuff like that, like, or before or after work,
which I try to avoid.
And like all this other stuff, and it's like, you know, poor diet, no exercise, and like all this other stuff is like, I feel attacked.
Yeah.
And also, is that really what's messing with my sleep? So that was one of the reasons, like, I stopped drinking energy drinks. I gave up caffeine cold turkey there for a minute, which the headache coming down from that.
You know, that's never bothered me. I get sick to my stomach. Like, I guess it's just that need for caffeine or whatever.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it is legitimately, like, a chemically addicting substance. Like, you can actually get withdrawal symptoms from it. And withdrawal hits different people different ways.
But I know why I can't sleep. I can't sleep because I got the neighbors above me who, you know, as expensive as that place is, and it's really nice, but I feel like the floors or the walls or whatever are so thin that whenever they get out of bed to go to the bathroom at 3 in the morning, it's just doom, doom, doom. That's like someone's fucking stomping upstairs. So I can't go to bed until 3 a.m. because I'm an anxious person. I have anxiety. I have bad anxiety. So I lay in bed, and it's not until 3 o'clock to when I know they're asleep and they're not going to be banging around. So if I try to go to bed at like 1 o'clock, 1:30 or whatever, and I'm laying there, the moment I hear them move, my heart starts racing, and now I can't go to sleep at all. I'm up till 5 a.m. I'm just weird like that. Like I am such a delicate sleeper. So that's why I go to bed so late. Like I don't go to bed at 3 a.m. because it's fun. I've tried to go to bed earlier. I just can't. So I thought maybe if I went to the doctor, they can knock me out and prescribe some legitimate sleep medication. But they didn't. I mean, whatever.
You can always take the.
I take melatonin.
Yeah, but
the worst part about melatonin?
What's that?
Let's say you take something to help you fall asleep, right?
Sure.
And on a good night, when melatonin works, I can feel my eyes get heavy. They burn. And as I'll be laying in bed, and I'll be on my phone. It's like 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock. And I'll feel just really tired suddenly. And a lot of the times, I'll just conk out. I'll fall asleep, my phone on top of me. Which is weird, because then you wake up with your phone under you, and it's warm. And you know you've given yourself cancer, which is unfortunate. But when melatonin doesn't work, and let's say I have an anxiety attack, because I have them pretty frequently, you lay in bed, your eyes are heavy, they're burning, and you can't go to sleep, and it's the most miserable feeling in the world, because you're just like, please, let me fall asleep, because I feel like I'm dying. Like, my body's trying to go to bed, but my mind's like, fuck that. You better think about all the things that bother you.
Well, I mean, it doesn't help that you do an energy drink at like 8 or 9 o'clock, and then you try to go to bed. Like, caffeine stays in your system for 12 hours.
I don't think there's any scientific.
And no, like, your doctor is mostly wrong. Like,
oh, shit. Here we go.
I mean, like, caffeine, because okay. She's a nurse practitioner, right?
But like, I think it is.
I just want to make sure. Like,
I don't know. Probably. Like, I don't know how it works. I just go to Cross Trails. They send me to somebody.
No, fair enough. Either way,
sent me there.
I did. And I like the nurse. There's nothing wrong with nurse practitioner. I was just wondering for my own curiosity.
Okay.
Nurse practitioners are great. Anyway, but no, you can have a resistance to caffeine. In that, or you could build up a tolerance to caffeine.
Right.
But it's still going to have, certain, chemical effects on you. Like, it just may not be. Basically, the difference is, you're going to be a little bit drowsy still instead of, our good friend Hunter, for example.
Yeah.
Like,
Kennedy. Remember when we gave him an energy drink that one time?
People like that.
He's bouncing off the walls.
That don't have it very often. Like, they get, straight up jittery. Like, right. You know, hands start shaking.
Which I don't.
This stuff.
I don't.
Yeah, no, me neither. Like, I if I had 3 energy drinks in a day, I'm still basically just, that is causing me to stand upright. That's about it.
I feel like my body just kind of, it does what it wants. It does what it wants at this point. I'll get sick randomly for no reason. I'll feel fine. I'll feel like my back's about to break. I'll feel like my neck's about to break. Like, my body goes through so many different pains every day that I have no explanation for. And I used to freak out about it because I was like, okay, there's got to be something wrong with you. People don't just hurt like this normally. But I've been to the doctor. I went to the ER. No one's ever said anything to me other than, hey, you have high blood pressure, which I have under control now. So at this point, I just, whenever my chest hurts or my arm hurts, something like that, I'm just like, all right, go away or kill me. One or the other, I'm not going to worry about you anymore. But when it comes to sleeping and stuff like that, my brain and my body, it's a crapshoot every night of how this is going to go. There's never a night where I lay down and go, and fall asleep like this fucking harpy over here who just lays down, reads a little book, and then drifts away into dreamland.
The only reason I drift away into dreamland so easily is because I remake my bed every single night to the point that I don't move once I'm under the blankets. I legit have a nest.
Lindsay also doesn't drink caffeine at all.
I eat a lot of chocolate.
She eats a lot of fucking sugar, though. You trade one vice for another.
Yeah, basically. No, sugar's bad, but it's not, anyway. No, so just... The point I was getting to earlier, though, with the caffeine thing, whenever I gave it up, at this point now, I sleep straight through the night. That has not been a thing for me since I was in high school.
Yeah, no, I get you there. Yeah, that's if I sleep straight through the night, even if it's only 6 hours, I wake up going, whoa, I'm ready to tackle the day. There have been 2 times in the past couple of months I specifically remember waking up in the middle of the night. Not because I just, you know how you kind of wake up sometimes and you're like, oh, what time is it? Oh, I got to pee, but I can go back to bed.
Yeah.
But when you are awakened by something, and that was this morning at 7 in the morning, whereas I'm in dreamland and I just hear crashing and I wake up and I look around like, what the fuck was that? And then I hear them upstairs. And the other time was when the ghost woke me up. when at 3 something in the morning, I hear the most unsettling wailing coming from my basement that scared me to the point that I'm sitting there, heart pounding, eyes clenched shut like I was a kid again, as this wailing is getting louder. And I still don't have an explanation for that. I still don't know what it was. It hasn't happened since. So I assume, I can only assume, this is just me assuming, when I put the timeline together.
He's thinking it was the neighbor dying.
I think the upstairs neighbor died. She was an older woman. I think something happened to her. That's because we haven't seen her since, and now they moved out. So I truly believe that she possibly was in pain, and that's what I heard. Because I have tested everything else out. I've tested the heating systems. I've listened. I've done everything. Never heard the sound again. It was a one and done.
Could have been the pipes.
But I've never heard it before or heard it since. Like, what was the situation that made that happen? Cold. I don't know. Would you say old or cold?
Cold.
Oh. I mean, maybe. And, like, I'm not such a believer that I'm automatically going to chalk it up to a ghost. I say the ghost because it's funny.
Yeah.
But, like, I would like to know what it was regardless of what it
was.
Yeah,
no, I mean, like, the old lady would make sense, too. But, yeah, no, pipes, like, would be my first guess. I remember whenever I lived on that place on Hemlock here in town. Mm-hmm. Like, it was that apartment I lived in with Garrett and then Ben. We had there was a vacancy in the downstairs apartment right next to us. And, like, after a while, like, it got, there was that winter, it got super cold. Like, we had that straight, like, 3 weeks where it was in the single digits to negatives.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, I miss those times.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, no, so, like, there was no water running through their pipes because that unit was vacant for, like, 3 months. And so it got to a point where, like, every night, like, we would just start hearing, you know, pipes, like, making just weird noises.
Yeah.
And for a long time, we were wondering, like, what the actual fuck is happening right now?
Right.
And, you know, because it sounded almost like, you know, wailing would be a good term for it. Like, for a minute, it sounded like there's a weird-ass train in the distance that was coming at us. Like, we didn't know exactly what was going on.
The ghost train.
Until, like, the second night that it was doing it, where both of us were just like, what the fuck? Like, I'd gone to the bathroom because we had the half bathroom there at that wall. And when I turned on the faucet to wash my hands, like, the noise changed. Like, what the hell? So then I started, like, flicking the faucet back and forth, like, getting the water going, like, back and forth. And so, like, in the wailing, like, I could hear the skips in it, like, the And I'm like, what the shit?
Again, though, when it comes to the wailing that I had, I wish you had heard it. I wish I'd got it on tape. Because I've never heard anything like it. It sounded straight up like a fucking horror movie. Like, I have never in my 74 years on this earth heard
something like 8 years every time.
Like that.
And well, I said 74 earlier.
He did. It was in my head.
Yeah, like, I put that number in his head.
But I've never heard anything like it. But regardless, I don't even remember where we started this conversation. So we're just going to move on.
Okay.
I want to start off the show 12 minutes in by apologizing to Kevin Hutzberger.
I heard you did something on Wednesday. I listened to your full thing.
We spent the first 10 minutes of the show last night dragging him through the mud.
That's rude. Kevin's been nothing but nice to us.
Well, apparently they've started a war between Pro Wrestling Unscripted and My 1-2-3 Cents, but I think it's specifically between Dalton, Asa, and Kevin because they talk to Kevin more than I do, unfortunately. I've only met Kevin like twice, but we've talked back and forth, and I've always been very respectful of him until last night. And we torched Kevin in a way that even this morning, Asa and Dalton were still like, you think we should send him like a basket or something? Because it got fairly rough. I think it was still in good fun.
Because I know in the group chat you guys mentioned that you may have crossed a line.
They think that. Like, I cross lines habitually. I'm a habitual line stepper.
You don't see the lines until you're 10 feet past. You look back like, yes. Oh, hell.
Yeah, like, I don't see lines, people. You know what I mean? White lines,
somebody has
black
to point
lines.
It out to them, you know, several feet later.
In fact, I was going to start the show tonight by introducing the show, myself, Jesse Lindsay, and then I was going to say, and special guest Kevin Hutzberger. And then
and
no
then
one
just
was
let
here.
Silence.
And I was going to say, oh, I'm sorry. Kevin heard that he was on the show, and even he decided to skip out on it because he didn't want to hear himself. But I didn't do that.
Damn.
I didn't do that because this is going to be the only time I say out loud that, like, this is all in good fun. We're obviously not, like, actually feuding with each other. And I may step out of the feud only because I don't have like you said, I don't have a line.
Oh, fair enough. So you might accidentally go too far.
I might go too far. I do that pretty quickly. It's that SNL skit where everyone's joking around and joshing, and then I would come in with the lame ass pussy line. So I might step out of it and let Dalton and Asa go against Kevin. Dalton needs the practice anyway if he's going to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
So Dalton needs more practice. Asa's fine. Asa's got it down pat already. So Asa's a lot. I see a lot of myself in Asa.
Asa's got the snark.
He can jab with the best of them. Dalton can too, but Dalton holds himself back too much. He needs to go full Dalton.
Yeah, dude, I guess, yeah, I know Dalton's capable of it. Like, I'll never forget the time that Mr. Blue made a comment.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
That was, damn. Yeah, that was a good time.
Dalton's got a quick wit when he wants to have it. So we'll see what happens with them. If Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose need Roman Reigns to jump back into the fight and big dog it, we'll see what happens. But I just want to throw that out there that we love Kevin, and I hope Kevin's still with us. So, and I don't mean like dead. I just hope he still listens to the show after what happened last night. All right, moving on from that. Really quick, last week I want to touch on it just once more. If you didn't hear it on Pro Wrestling Unscripted last night, Ali and myself, we did go to the Poppy concert on Saturday in St. Louis at Delmer Hall. It was a fantastic show. I 100% loved it. It makes me want to go to more concerts. I'm excited about the Coheed concert this, was it October?
September 1st.
Because the only other concert I've ever been to, I've told it on the story before, on the show before, it was Kansas, John Waite, and Styx. And it was a fine show if you're into them. I'm not at all. So there was one song I knew, and it was that, "I'm Missing You At All." That was it. Only song I knew. My brother is fucking holding his lighter up, singing along to Dust in the Wind, and I'm just like, shrug emoji. I have no idea what's happening. Now, compared to the Poppy concert, where I was singing to every song, I was jumping up and down, I was waving my arms. It was a fun time. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
It's super fun.
She's fantastic. Like, I was worried. I told Allie I was worried I was going to like her less if I heard her live, because you know how it is when you listen to a band live versus when you hear them in a recording. But she was really good live. She was energetic. She played to the crowd. I mean, it was really fantastic. So major, major props to Poppy and her band.
And I'm really excited for you to go to this Coheed concert with
her. I am too, because I'm like, well, if I enjoyed Poppy, because I love Poppy, like, I realize now I've become obsessed with her. Like, it's no longer safe. I have become a danger to myself because I love Poppy so much. When she took the stage, I teared up, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? I love her. I wanted to scream at her. I was like, I love you, Poppy! I didn't, because everyone else did. but if there's anyone I've loved more than Poppy for longer, it's Coheed. You know, my Coheed love goes back to
Stephen
college.
Berry's days.
Yeah, so I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be a fantastic time.
And they put on a hell of a show. Like, it's so good.
I would like to go, but I just can't handle concert volumes. Like, yeah, I was born old in that sense that I just can't handle it.
I think
it.
She would have liked the Poppy concert, except the fact that it was loud, and in a good way.
I don't
it wasn't
like having a headache loud. 20 minutes into a show.
I will say the pageant, as long as you're not in the pit itself, doesn't give you like... So I do have admittedly pretty bad tinnitus at this point in my life because of the concerts I've been to. because they are loud, and I cannot handle perfect silence anymore.
Oh, I never could, so...
I mean,
but for different reasons.
Yeah, no, I have those reasons too. This just makes it so much worse. Like, it becomes a physical and emotional situation. But either way, I know concerts that have like just left me. Like, I finished the concert and like we're in the car trying to talk to each other.
You can't hear
and
it.
And you're like, still yelling at each other because you just hear that ringing.
Yeah, me,
no,
Kevin, and...
No, can't do it. Yep. I can't.
Me, Kevin, and Trevor. Like, that was, like, every concert, like, every flogging concert we went to, for sure. We got out of that stuff. Like, we got in the car and we're, like, yelling at each other. It's like, great concert, right?
Well,
right?
Poppy was not like that. We had our hearing just fine.
Yeah, no, and every time I've seen Coheed in the pageant, it's never been bad. Like, the sound, like, it's been no louder than, like, somebody's got the volume up a smidge in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fine.
Yeah, and you feel it. You feel that music.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bought the Poppy album, the I Disagree album there, but I've been listening to it on Spotify for weeks, ever since it came out. And I knew all the songs, but when you hear it live, and you hear that, you feel the music, like the guitars and the bass and all that, like it takes a whole new level.
Oh yeah,
the songs were already kind of a hard metal, but my God, when they're playing it live, it was like, I was sitting there thinking, everyone loves Poppy because she's amazing, but like the guitarists don't get enough credit. They are fucking good, man. Those are good guitarists. I don't know their names. I wish I did, because they were fantastic. So I'm, again, I think Coheed would be really good. I regret not going to see Motion City Soundtrack and Yellow Card when I had the chance before they retired. So I don't want the same thing to happen to Coheed, where I never see them in concert and then they retire at some point. That would be a mistake.
So yeah, no, you're like, you should definitely get tickets as soon as you can, because Coheed has sold out before.
Yeah,
like it could definitely happen.
I don't want to take any chances. Poppy was sold out. I didn't expect her to. I don't know why I didn't expect her to. It's not like she's not popular. But when we got to the door, big sign, sold out. And I thought, well, I'm glad you bought tickets at this point.
I will say, I bought the prize package, which is...
How much was that?
60.
A person?
Yeah.
What do you get with that?
So you get in the venue early. They do an exclusive acoustic song. Cody did this last time, and I would have done it with him, but I didn't think he was going to do it.
Oh, so you just didn't get it in time?
Yeah, and by the time I found out he was doing it, I couldn't change my ticket over.
Right.
So it is kind of cool, though. You get a special laminate pass. You get in early, and you get access to the merch booth before everybody else, and it's just kind of cool. Like, yeah, it's neat. It's not, I don't know if it's worth the extra $25, like to everybody. It's definitely worth that to me.
So it's not, but it's not like a meet and greet.
No, it's not a meet and greet. Okay. That was sold out like immediately.
Of course.
Because I actually did like Friday when it went up for sale, like I tried to do the meet and greet, because the meet and greet was $100. And I like worth every cent right there.
We considered doing the meet and greet with Poppy. But I've heard it's really weird. And I'm not a concert guy anyway, so I wasn't sure how I was going to respond to the concert. But now I kind of wish we had, even if it was weird, because yeah. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
The meet and greet's just kind of cool for like getting to say hi and getting something signed.
Get your picture taken, so then yep. You can post it on Facebook and be like, yeah, I hung out with him.
Have it as your have photo it as- page for years afterwards.
Fun fact, that was not a meet and greet.
No, that was just you in the parking lot, wasn't it?
Or yeah, yeah, yeah. That was us in the parking lot out back hanging out, and yeah, they came out and we're like, whoa, look at this.
Yeah, because I tell people, especially wrestling fans, because Poppy was at Portland, the NXT Portland show, the next night, and I was like, oh yeah, we hung out with her last night. I wish I had a picture of me and her together. I'd be like, this was us the last night. Now here she is in Portland, but you know, next time, Poppy.
Next time
we'll get that picture. In other music news, just real quick mention: are you a fan of Boneless Thugs and Harmony?
I love some Boneless Wings.
Why?
If there's a band that I've liked longer than Coheed and Cambria, it's Bone Thugs and Harmony. I grew up on Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Only because Bone Thugs existed before Coheed.
That's true. Well, no, because I was into rap at that point. If you had played Coheed for me during that era, I probably wouldn't have listened to it, because I was all about the raps.
No, fair enough.
My music taste now is very varied. I, you know, again, Britney Spears, Poppy, Taylor Swift, like whatever. I like everything. Even country music. I hate the people that go, I like everything but country.
I like some country, not much.
Yeah, like I don't jam country constantly, but if there's a country song on, I will occasionally be like, ah, that's pretty good.
There's a subgenre of country that a lot of people call Trashville, and I like that stuff. And basically, it's I don't like that stuff. I like that designation for it.
I'm about to say, I don't imagine you liking a type of music called Trashville.
No, so you get a lot of people from up north in various areas of the country, and sometimes Canada, that move to Nashville to produce a country album using the same like the same rhythm, theme, instrumentals, everything else that is, you know, popular right now.
Right.
So much so that there was a guy that compiled the 25 country songs.
And it was the same song, basically. Yeah.
And you like you put them all together. It's like, yeah, I could see this being a number five hit, like, you know, in a week. And yeah, all of that stuff, like you could designate that Trashville. Not a fan.
No, I like old country.
Yeah, you give me some Johnny Cash.
Yeah, some Conway Twitty, some Highwayman.
Hell, mm-hmm. I even like, I know she's from Canada and I just trashed that, but Shania Twain. Shania Twain. Yeah.
Well, that's because she's gorgeous. There's a level of attractiveness that goes into to the music we like. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Old school Dixie Chicks is fine. Like,
oh, easy traitor. So Bone Thugs and Harmony, it's a marketing thing, I'm assuming. They're clearly not really changed their name to Boneless Thugs and Harmony. I actually thought they were until I watched
angry.
The video. I was, but then I watched the video and I realized it is a marketing thing. They teamed up with Buffalo Wild Wings, and it's just kind of a joke. And it was hilarious. It was a funny video.
Because I like that, like, clearly whenever you posted it, like, you just immediately went to anger without looking at anything. And I was like, yeah, pretty sure it's a marketing thing, and they're getting paid, like, shitloads of money from Buffalo Wild Wings. Next message from Shannon's like, I've turned.
Yeah.
I'm fine with this.
And not only that, steal a phrase from Asa, not only that, but, like, anytime someone who's super serious can poke fun at themselves, I love it. Like, I grew up with Bone when they were super serious. So they were that real dark rap, very violent lyrics. And to see them... Like, to see Wish trying to convince Lazy to change his name to Lazy Boneless. And Lazy was like, I ain't changing shit.
He's too lazy.
Yeah. And then they're singing their song. They have a song called Butt Smokers Only. That's like, Butt Smokers Only, Butt Smokers Only, Only. And they changed it to, We're Boneless Only, We're Boneless Only. And Lazy's just staring at him from the other side of the glass. It's hilarious. So if you haven't seen the video, look it up. It's very, very funny. And it's just nice to have Bone. Apparently they're making fun of this band, Migos? Who's apparently the greatest rappers of all time, according to like a couple of magazines. I have never heard of them, but I guess they feuded with Bone at one point and they sold out for like a chicken restaurant or something. I think they have a potato chip that I saw at McDonald's or Walmart once. I'm being dead serious. I've never heard of Migos. I'm going to get some hate mail for this. How you not know Migos? I don't know them. I can't know every rap group out there, guys. And in fact, if they were created after 2003, I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Popular shit flies under my radar all the time.
Very much so. Which is why I would never have known Poppy if it hadn't been for NXT. And she popped up on a video there, no pun intended.
And see, I didn't even think Poppy was all that popular.
I don't know if she is. I think she's starting to really get steam. Because she's had three albums out before this. But this is like her big album. And got really good reviews. It's getting playtime. She's got her thing with WWE, which is, again, where I found out about her. Congratulations to her. I would say she's definitely more popular at this moment than Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is a shame. But, you know, my God, when you've been doing music for 30 years, like, what else is there to do? It comes to a point where you can just go, I'm done.
Yeah, you can put out an album, all your loyal fans will buy it, but it's right. Not.
There's always going to be someone better. Or not even better.
You got the
newer.
New hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Boneless Thugs and Harmony. Check it out. Jesse, we got a motherfucker of the week.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
I got two.
I also have kind of a motherfucker of the week.
Okay. Good. We can split this up.
All right.
My first one, I don't know how to.
And I have a champion of the week.
Well, good. Good, yeah. Good.
Something good?
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about this without just being blunt. And I normally wouldn't talk about this on the air, but it upset me this much. Allie was working at her job.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't know Allie, if you've never met her in person, Allie has some kind of skin condition. Her face gets red. It is a thing, you know? Yep. And I don't care. I don't see it. Most people.
It was some kind of acne, right?
Or rosacea or something like that. I don't know the technical
terms. Important.
It's not important, but her face gets red. It's red sometimes. I don't see it. No one else sees it. Like, literally, her friends don't care. Not many people do. She's Allie.
Yeah.
Like, she's beautiful Allie. It's whatever. Well, at her job, I won't say where she works, obviously, but some asshole came up to her and asked her yesterday, I think, or a day before, one or the other, asked her what was wrong with her face. And told her that it was the devil. It's an old white guy. Of course it is. Told her that it was the devil that was doing it and that God can fix it. And explained to her how he prayed his wife's birth defect away and he prayed his back straight. Allie, being the good employee and not one of us, didn't cuss the guy out. She politely excused herself to the frame room, and then she cried about it. And, like, she told me this, and I was so furious. Like, I don't get that angry very often, but I got super angry, and I would have given anything to have been there and to just
tell this person off.
I wouldn't even told him off. I don't know what I would have done, honestly. I don't know what I would have done, because I wouldn't want to get her in trouble at work. I probably would have followed the guy out to the parking lot and just railed him. He's an old man, so I mean, he would have been really easy to hit. I'm not saying I would have hit him. I probably would have kicked
him. Who does that to a random stranger? Like,
self-righteous religious people.
Snake oil salesmen.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to come down on all Christians. I know a lot of people, I posted a status about this and a lot of people, some people jumped on the anti-Christian train. I'm not going to do that. But this was a Christian that did it. And like I said there, if you think that your faith is a justification or a validation to be a insufferable cunt to other people, you can fuck yourself so hard. This guy can fuck himself so hard. Any religious person, Christian or otherwise, I only say Christian because that's the ones I've talked to, because that's the ones I deal with mostly, that are so fucking full of themselves, and they think that, you know, well, God is the answer to everything. God ain't the answer to shit. If God was the answer to everything, we wouldn't have all the problems we have here. So either God exists and he's not doing anything about it, or the God that you believe in doesn't exist. Those are the only two options I see. And I think either one of them could be true, by the way. I'm not saying there's not a God. I just don't think he's what you believe he is. But either way, to embarrass somebody and hurt them like that when you don't know them, like, you're a piece of fucking shit. And I can't think of a worse motherfucker than that.
You know, like I've always kind of been of the opinion that prayer is answered through the will of good people.
Prayers inspire.
Like,
prayer inspires, but it doesn't. What does they all say? Prayer without action is useless.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when people were praying for the gun problem to go away, and thoughts and prayers. And then finally, I think it was the New York Times, the New York Post, one of them put out that great newspaper with the headline in black and white, "God's not fixing this." And they got in so much trouble for it because people can't handle shit like that.
Yeah, because it's one of those things, like, you could throw thoughts and prayers at it, but when the time comes to act, like, when you could actually do something about it, like, you know, with a vote, you choose not to.
No, they do. They vote for the guy, the only presidential candidate, Jesse, that was chosen by God.
Oh, my God.
He was chosen by God.
There are some people out there that's saying that God bowed to Trump because Trump is perfect. Did you see that sign?
No.
Yeah,
what?
That's actually a thing that somebody had at a Trump rally. Like, God bows to Trump because Trump is perfect.
You know who bows to Trump?
Wow.
Fucking KFVS 12.
Yeah.
Oh, you right wing lib. Because
they're all owned by the same, like,
Sinclair.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Sinclair Audio or News Group or whatever.
Which we got in trouble for talking about that once, because Sinclair owns Ring of Honor and we were working with Ring of Honor. So Dalton and I did this really scathing podcast once, just the two of us, about Sinclair. And there were certain people that were like, you can't say that about Sinclair. You could ruin, you know, this. And we, Dalton and I, took the position of, fuck that. It's our show. We'll talk about what we want.
Yeah.
And it's
one of the great things about being an independent podcast.
Right.
Fuck you.
Fuck Sinclair.
Fuck you, Sinclair.
And fuck those uppity Christians. And fuck KFVS 12, too, by the way. Fucker, motherfuckers. My other one was a little less fun, but it's Rob Blagojevich, who was pardoned or had his sentence commuted by Trump this week. And came out the gate praising Trump as, like, the greatest president of all time. And he didn't have to do this. I'm a Democrat. No, you're a piece of garbage. And then the dude had the audacity to kind of compare his plight to what, you know, African-Americans have gone through in the system, and the system that wronged them. The system didn't wrong you. You tried to sell Obama's seat. You tried to extort money from, like, a children's hospital. Like, you are a piece of garbage. And I don't know why
this was speculation. There was proof.
There's proof. He was on fucking tape. That's why he was convicted.
Right.
This is baffling. Why would Donald Trump pardon Rob Blagojevich, who was a Democrat? Like, it makes no sense.
Oh, because it's going to donate to his campaign.
I don't think the motherfucker has any money. They asked him when he came out of the courthouse. A reporter said, so are you going to vote for Trump? And he's like, I don't know if they'll let me. Yeah, you fucking felon.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You piece of shit.
If he's pardoned, though, like, does he?
Well, he's commuted. He wasn't pardoned. Okay. He had his sentence commuted. He was supposed to serve 14 years, and he did, I think, 8. Either way, Rob Blagojevich, no one likes Rob Blagojevich. Both conservatives and liberals. This is one of those things that everyone's come together. People in Illinois hate Rob Blagojevich. I know, I'm from Illinois. We hated Rob Blagojevich. If Kevin Huntsberger were here right now, he would agree with me. But he's not. You have to have a certain level of talent to be on this show.
Yeah, like, I do.
Damn,
I don't know.
Shannon.
Sorry. Old habits die hard.
Trump's getting something out of this.
Love Kevin Huntsberger.
Like, I don't know, like, if...
He's getting a new ally, and Fox News is probably getting a new anchor. They're getting a new consultant.
It's just like, gross.
But they could say he's a Democrat, so...
Yeah, he's got the insider info. It's like, he might be their version of Joe Scarborough. It's like, well, he was a Democrat, now he's independent, quote-unquote. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck
no, I think, honestly, the only reason that he's Democrat is because that's the only way to get elected in Illinois.
Yeah.
It's the same reason, like, if I ever ran for anything in Cape Girardeau, I would run as a Republican.
I both laugh at and blame Seth Meyers for the joke of Donald Trump was running as a Republican, which is, I thought Donald Trump was running as a joke.
Yeah.
Then Trump ran as a Republican, and he fucking sort of won. Anyway, who's your motherfucker of the week?
Okay, so mine, this one's kind of goofy, so it'll be a fun turnaround here.
Good.
Yeah, so.
We need something fun.
This is a group of people that are true motherfuckers that they've existed for a while, apparently, and I just didn't know about them. I posted this in the group chat. I don't know if you saw it. Apparently, 1 in 30 dirty motherfuckers. Shit in the shower.
Ew!
I know that was going to be your pick.
Ew!
I know. They call it waffle stomping. Because I went into the
Who
comments.
Who calls it that?
So I went into the comments because I'm like, okay, surely this is not true. Because it was posted to r/blackpeopletwitter. Which is
what? This just gets weirder.
That's a great
what
subreddit.
What do you read at work, sir?
It's a great subreddit. r/blackpeopletwitter. It's not racist. I know it sounds super racist, but it's legitimately not. Anyway, so yeah, it was just this tweet. It was basically like, you know, study shows 1 in 30 people shit in the shower, and then the tweet was just like, which one of y'all dirty motherfuckers is doing this?
And who would admit to it?
I mean, an anonymous study, but yeah, there are people in the comments that are like, yeah, no, I do this. Like, it goes to the same place. You just stomp it down the drain.
That's gross.
That is so disgusting. Yeah,
exactly. It's fucking nasty. And there's like a plumber in there that's like, that's not all the same. Like, the shit doesn't go down right. It's not going to, no, it just stays there.
What's it called again?
Waffle stomping.
Waffle stomping.
Yeah, no, it's fucking
nasty. Your shower
nasty.
Ain't set up to your septic.
All right, so let's.
So if you are one of these, like, 1 in 30 listening to this that is stomping shit down your shower drain, stop it, you nasty motherfucker.
And if you really want to, if you want to mess with your friends really quick, play, like, don't let them listen to anything we've said before. Play it starting in about 5 seconds. All right, here we go. All right, guys, and if you want to register to win that free Podzilla 1985 t-shirt, just you got to find the hidden answer. Google waffle stomping. And when you find it, you'll get the codes. Check the images. It's embedded in one of the first images you find.
I wonder what even shows up if you Google image search that. I wonder.
Please, no,
I won't find out.
No,
because that's not as bad as like
blue waffle.
There you go. I was about to say blue
spin.
Waffle is the first thing that comes to mind. Yuck. Meat spin ruined that song for me for a long time. Like I spin you right round, like yeah, no, I couldn't listen to it.
Oh, okay. Who's your champion? I won't talk about waffle stomping anymore.
Yuck.
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh yeah. So that was the next thing I was going to talk about was like. That Democratic debate last night.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren basically murdered Mike Bloomberg on stage.
You ever seen, we call that.
And it was great.
We call that grand opening, grand closing. Because, so Mike Bloomberg, who was the mayor of New York,
mm-hmm.
Has, I think he's one of the richest 9 people in the world, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He's got so much money. He's put himself in the presidential race. This was the first debate, though, that he's been to.
This is the first one he's qualified for.
Right.
Because you have to have so much support and stuff like that.
Which
to
he is,
be
because
to...
he's throwing so much money at it that he's on every channel.
He's thrown over $500 million right. at marketing himself.
Because what does it matter? This is money for him, right?
It's pennies for this guy.
I wasn't supporting him to be the presidential, the Democratic nominee, but I was supporting him in the race only because he seemed to be trolling Donald Trump so well, and I appreciate that. But what I didn't know all of the things that they talked about at the debate last night where he apparently referred to women as fat broads and like horse-faced lesbians, and he has a significant amount of non-disclosure agreements.
Oh, my God.
And
that was...
she grilled him like a cheese sandwich.
The whole
she waffle stomped him down the drain.
No, yeah, my favorite part of it was like, so will you release these women from their NDAs so that they can, you know, talk about what's
their
on it?
Side.
And he's like, well, I mean, that was agreed. The NDAs were agreed to by both parties.
And we have
so,
to live
like,
with it.
You know, like, you know, they, so I won't be doing that. It's like, but okay, you can give them the right to do so. Like, you don't have to talk about it. You just let them. Well, I mean, both parties agreed. There were things. And then he was like, okay, well, your company has, like, all these NDAs and stuff like that. He's like, oh, well, most of them aren't against me. And if they are, like, the ones that are just because they didn't like a joke I told. It's like,
what the?
He actually said he did that on television.
The crowd groaned.
Yeah. His spin team was just like, it had to be in the room. Like, I want to be a fly on the wall in the room for that spin team for this entire debate. But particularly when he said that, they just looked like, the fuck are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, I'd
say exactly what they did. You know what he did today? The way he spun it is, you know who won the debate last night was Donald Trump. We need to attack Donald Trump, not each other. He's trying to spin it into a woe is me type thing. Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, she came out swinging on the stage. I mean, I think it was either her first statement or close to her first statement.
It was her opening statement.
Was literally,
she fucking trashed Bloomberg.
She's like, I want to talk to you about the person we're running against. Arrogant billionaire who refers to women as fat broads. He hides his taxes and stuff like that. And we're not talking about Trump. We're talking about Bloomberg. And the look on his face, the oh shit.
Because he was like, oh, hell. Yeah. I knew this was going to be bad, but oh, hell.
It did not go good for him. But really, honestly, aside from him, it's really not going good for Democrats at all because they're tearing each other apart. They're hitting each other with stuff that you know Donald Trump is just going to use against them whenever he runs against them.
Yeah, like, they're just giving him fodder for the future.
They're eviscerating each other on the stage. But, I mean, like, the Republicans did the same thing. Yeah, but this is the most brutal set of debates that I've seen since the Republican ones when Trump eviscerated everyone on stage. And it got to a point where they were all just attacking Trump because they knew they couldn't attack each other anymore. And it didn't work. Trump still won the nomination. He won the presidency.
Win the popular vote, but he did win that presidency.
Maybe the Democrats are hoping for the same thing, that they can eviscerate each other. And then whoever wins, which will, I mean, it could be Sanders.
Well, though, in fairness, like, the way that they're eviscerating each other is not near as, like,
well, they're not lying like Trump did.
Yeah, I mean, they're embellishing a little bit. But it's still just in stuff that's like, it's not near as big of a deal as what, like, shit, even what Hillary ended up getting hit for.
Which was nothing.
Yeah.
Hillary got hit for her emails.
Her emails in Benghazi.
Which,
and all this other bullshit. But regardless, like, I mean, that stuff is stuff that you could play up to be, you know, major deals. Like, the stuff that they're even hitting each other with on stage.
I want Bloomberg to win the nomination at this point because I want to see Trump criticize him for the exact same things that he does, which he will.
It would be a mirror match.
Yeah.
The only difference is Bloomberg is actually a billionaire.
Trump versus Bloomberg is like the tagline for Alien versus Predator. No matter who wins, we lose.
Uh-huh. But yeah, no, I at this point, I want to see Warren get the nomination just so that I can see what she could do to Donald Trump in a debate stage. Because watching her go after Bloomberg last night was a work of art.
When she's inspired, she's vicious. I still think right now my favorite is Buttigieg. I really like him.
Mayor Pete is actually my number one right now.
Sanders is whatever. He's Bernie Sanders. He'll do whatever.
Sanders, like, okay, so my problem with Sanders right now is, has nothing to do with Sanders. I have to actually, like, frequently, I was talking to my roommate about this earlier today, I frequently have to remind myself that I like Bernie Sanders. What I don't like are the Bernie bros.
Oh, you don't like the Bernie bros?
I don't.
He had to separate himself from them a little
bit. He had to actually, like, you know, all these people, like, that are supporting me, that are attacking people and all this other shit, like, I completely disavow them. I don't support this. I don't condone this. Please stop doing this. And, like, I have to remind myself over and over again that, like, I like Bernie. His supporters are making me sour on Bernie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a problem, but yeah, right now, like, the three people I want to see, Pete, Warren, or Sanders, get the nomination in that order.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that because of the other nominees. Who's still in there?
You still have
Bloomberg.
Biden, Bloomberg.
Oh man,
Klobuchar.
God, you talk about a richest rag story with Joe Biden. My God,
he was so much better as the crazy uncle in the memes.
He was the surefire nominee for the Democratic ticket. Like, it was a foregone conclusion. Everybody knew it was going to be Biden. And then he talked. Then he showed up for the debates.
And then he kept talking. And then his teeth kept falling out.
He got torched. He got torched hard.
Yeah, he is not, like, it's one of those things, like, and you really think about it, like, you know, he has been a senator forever.
He was vice president.
Because it's bad, like, it's weird to think, like, you look at Biden next to Sanders, they're right about the same age.
And then Bloomberg's 78.
Yeah.
Which means he would be 82, 83 whenever he gets out of office if he were elected.
Sanders is 79.
And then you have Buttigieg, who's in his 30s.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that might actually, like, I loved his line last night of you either have, what was it, you have a Democrat who's trying to destroy what the Democrats are, something like that. You have a billionaire who thinks money is equates to, you know, rule. Why don't we just elect a Democrat? And the crowd was like, yeah. And it's like, yeah. I mean, he is the most Democrat on there.
And there's a lot of people, like, it's weird. A lot of Republicans think that he is super conservative. I don't know why.
He's gay. It's a giant red flag right there.
But I'm fine with them thinking that he's moderate because that, you know, get them to vote for him.
I hate Republicans.
But no, I love Mayor Pete. I think he's great. I really do. I know, like, there's the Bernie Bros have been spreading a certain amount of propaganda. I know one of the ones, like, especially with that Iowa caucus, one of the things that I kept hearing about was the Buttigieg is an investor in the software company that botched the Iowa caucus.
What?
Yeah.
That is straight up not true.
I heard that.
Buttigieg's campaign has used that that group.
Shadow. What a terrible name.
And you know what? So has almost every other campaign.
Well,
also, like, Nevada's been using them. Like, they're not. Anyway.
That was another one of my favorite things when Buttigieg finally just cut Sanders off and was like, you're not the only person that, like, wants this for America. Like, everyone's acting like Bernie is the only person that, like, cares about the little guy. Pretty sure everyone on that stage cares about the little guy, except for Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Who is so disconnected from what a normal person is.
Yeah.
Like, he's a well-spoken, he's Trump with a filter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is what Bloomberg, like, is. I would take, filter.
If you give me the option between the two, I would take Bloomberg over Trump.
Yeah, oh, I would take Jim Varney over Trump in his current state, dead.
Oh.
I would do less damage. I
would take Kevin Hunt's.
No.
No, I would take Kevin Hunt's over any of them. He's the only one making any sense. My 1-2-3 cents.
There you go.
That's the plug of the podcast. There you go, Kevin. That's for you.
Bloomberg is a piece of shit.
Really is.
Yeah, he actively, like, you know, they were talking about, like, yeah, you oppose the minimum wage increase. It's like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I made a lot of money. I think it was Chuck Todd? I won't get that name right. Who asked him, I don't know if he misspoke or whatever, but he was like, he asked Bloomberg, do you deserve to exist or something like that?
Well,
wow.
He was trying to say something.
No, like, it was like he said that on purpose because Bernie said that billionaires shouldn't exist. Like, you shouldn't have billionaires in this country, in a country where you have so many people that are outright homeless.
Right, but what I get from that is him saying, do you deserve to exist? I think he meant, like, do you deserve to exist as a billionaire?
Yes.
Is it okay to be a billionaire? Not, do you deserve to exist? Like, what an existential question.
It was pretty funny the way he phrased it, for sure. But yeah, no, and Bloomberg is like, yeah, I worked hard for that money.
And I think Sanders was the one that said, I think the people who worked under you worked hard for your money. Yeah.
Yeah, and he refused. And, you know, he talks about, like Bloomberg, of course, threw out communism.
Straight at him.
Sanders is like, it's not communism. That's a cheap shot.
Yeah. I mean, everyone agrees, like, Bloomberg had a terrible night.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He shouldn't have shown up. He needs to go back to just doing ads on TV.
Qualifying for the debate was honestly the worst thing for Bloomberg's campaign that could have happened.
And what's shitty is, like, it's not like he's a novice at this. He was mayor of New York. He's debated before. How did he not come prepared for this?
No, he was bad at New York debates.
Not as bad as this. Well, they probably never went after him like this before.
Yeah.
He never had a woman in his face like Elizabeth Warren.
He fucking cut his balls off. Because he couldn't tell her to just shut up.
Oh, man. Couldn't call her a fat broad or a lesbian horse face. Jesus Christ.
Oh, goddamn, that was bad. I also did like Mayor Pete and that. They had a conversation about, like, houses and stuff. Because Bloomberg, you know, like, Sanders is talking about how Bloomberg is a billionaire and everything. It's like that. Oh, I didn't know, you know, poor people had three houses. Talking to Sanders. Because he does. He has, he's been a senator for a really long time. So he has a house in D.C. He has a house in Vermont. And he's like, and like some people in Vermont, I also have a vacation home. And then I like Pete, like, just interject. It's like, well, me with my one house.
So everybody did well, but not Bloomberg. So
on Klobuchar. Klobuchar did not have a good debate.
Not as bad as Bloomberg.
Oh, it wasn't as bad as Bloomberg.
Because no one assaulted her.
No. People assaulted her.
Not like Bloomberg.
No, because, well, she went after Pete. And
I saw their scuff, scuffle, and where she asked him, like, are you insulting me? Are you calling me stupid?
Do you think I'm dumb?
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm dumb? Like, cause
yes.
Somebody had asked her if she knew the president of Mexico.
Right. And she couldn't think of it. She had to look at her notes.
Well, no, she said, like, straight up, like, no, I do not know. Like, before the debate.
Yeah.
She said, no, I do not know the name of the president of Mexico. And she always talks about how she works so closely with the Mexican government and everything else. Like, she's part of a committee that does all this. Also, running for president, you should probably know the president of the, you know, at least the neighboring nations.
Right.
So, yeah, she had no idea what his name was, and she got kind of torn apart for that. So then she started, like, listing off random trivia mid-debate. That was really weird. Like, she started saying, like, I don't expect people to know this about this, this about this, this about this.
Which is really funny because she was also a front runner. She looked so hot coming out of Iowa, and now...
Well, no, Iowa wasn't good. New Hampshire, she got third. Iowa, I think she was fifth. She was behind Biden.
Oh, I thought she was third in Iowa. I might have got it mixed up.
I want to say Iowa, it was Pete, Bernie.
Pete and Bernie kind of went back and forth on it. They're still asking for recounts.
Yeah, Pete ended up, as of right now, Pete is number one. He'll end up getting one more delegate than Bernie.
I think Bernie Sanders winning the ticket would be a mistake. I do, because I don't think he can beat Trump.
A lot of, like... the only thing that, like, makes me worry about it, like, is I think that he could beat Trump, but it's how confident the Trump campaign is that they could beat Bernie.
Well, yeah,
like,
because
they desperately want Bernie to get the ticket.
They would just say socialism and scare off Americans who don't know what socialism is.
It's a fair point that, like, he might be too extreme to actually get the moderates and get the votes needed to win.
Yeah, it's what we're trying to say is get ready for four more years of Trump. I'm calling it now. Hey, I'm sorry, guys.
I really do think that Warren has the best chance of getting the nomination and beating Trump.
There are days I don't think anyone could beat Trump. I don't think God himself could. I really don't. People have prayed to their orange idol so much that, like, I don't think anyone can stop him at this point.
I still think that the only reason that Hillary lost the last election is because so many people thought it was a done deal that they didn't get out and vote. If people go out and vote, then I don't think Trump stands a chance, because Trump has also lost a lot of his supporters.
I think it depends on the week. He goes up and down. He never crosses, I think, 43% approval. He's one of the lowest presidents ever. And he keeps doing things like he commuted Rob Blagojevich's sentence. He didn't have anything to do with the Roger Stone sentencing, but he was sentenced today to 40 months in jail as opposed to the 9 years that he was sentenced to originally, after Trump tweeted out that there was a miscarriage of justice and that, like, someone should do something. So whatever. My point is do you want to do the tropes thing or not? Because we are 50 minutes into this show.
All right, let's do the tropes
thing. It's 50 minutes.
I didn't realize that we had spent that much time on the debate.
We have, and I was going to ask Lindsay, because I said I was going to ask her about this, and I wanted to know her thoughts. We have 10 minutes left of Pokemon. Did you see the article?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you think about it. So they say that the gym leader name is Bia.
Yeah, I got to fight her because she's in the sword version of the game.
Apparently, in the game, she has a darker skin color.
She's a little more tan.
And in the anime, she's lighter. And they have accused now Pokemon of whitewashing this character. And I think this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
It's dumb.
She had a tan and she was in lower lighting.
And
skin change is so subtle. It's not like she was black and now she's white.
Yeah.
She was slightly tanner than she is now.
She was just a more tan character. It wasn't a specific ethnic skin tone.
Right. Her name was
Bee. Way, shape, or form.
Also, like, Japan is racist as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who needs to know that. But,
like, calling it whitewashing... Like, that's like when they call George Zimmerman a white Hispanic. Like, you're so desperate to throw white out there. Like,
I mean, white Hispanic is a thing, but it's not important.
That's not important.
Do
not get me started on George Zimmerman again.
No, we don't need that motherfucker.
He is suing.
Oh, I know.
Elizabeth. Nope. Not going to talk about it.
Yeah, no.
Not
going to
talk about
not
it.
Important.
Fuck
not
that
important.
Guy.
Fuck that guy. That guy's a piece of shit. All right. So anyway,
I have a list of 43 movies coming out.
Oh shit. We got so the show might go a little long.
I'm not going to talk about it. We'll save it for next week.
All right.
But I thought, in the spirit of video games, I thought it would be fun. Did you know there are 43 video game movies coming out?
What?
Some have release dates and some are in production.
Did you hear Borderlands is becoming a movie? Is that on your list?
That was on my list.
I saw that's getting the anime deal going or whatever.
Nope, that's Overwatch.
Overwatch, or Diablo is getting the anime deal.
Then Overwatch is getting just
a cartoon.
What?
Diablo's getting an anime style thing coming to Netflix.
But Overwatch is getting a cartoon.
Yes.
It's the same thing. I'm sure this is done by the same company. How's one
they're
anime?
They actually sold to different companies. Look, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
One is probably going to be more like Castlevania-esque, and the other's like Kitty.
There are two different companies that are going to be working on these shows. The Diablo one is going to be very much like Japanese animation style, and the Overwatch one, we don't know what it's going to be yet.
Teen Titans was not an anime.
No, it wasn't.
That'll trigger a couple people. All right. But we'll talk about that next week. We'll give you the full list of all the video game movies coming out after Sonic did so well.
Sonic did real well.
It did real well. Good movie. But let's talk about the main topic. We have 5 minutes, which is good. I'm so sorry, Kevin Schenkelberg, if you're still here with us.
If he managed to make it through all this politics talk.
Or what I like to call him, good Kevin.
He's the best Kevin. I'm trying to think frantically if there's a Kevin I just offended out there, but I don't give a shit because I like Kevin Schenkelberg more.
See, I only know two Kevins, both good. Kevin Hunsberger and Kevin Schenkelberg. Oh, yeah, there's a Kevin I know that's going to mess with me like, so don't any other Kevins, huh, motherfucker? Anyway, we were going to talk about tropes we hate and love in games.
Yes.
And thankfully, I've only got two that I started to write down, and I'm just going to say those two because we don't have a lot of time. When you talk about tropes in games, we're talking about stuff that they do, patterns. It's a trope.
Yeah, it's common tropes in video games.
And two of them that I absolutely hate the most. One was inspired by you. You were talking about what game were you talking about before the show?
Oh, just I talked about the trope of just like the training things.
The training things, yeah, which we'll get to. One of mine that was inspired by that is the. I don't know, would you call this a trope? Warcraft's really bad about it. Lots of MMOs are bad about it, where you kill an enemy, you see what they have on them, but then when you loot them, they don't have those items.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Would that be a trope?
Go gather.
Yeah, that's a trope.
Go gather wolf meat, and it doesn't have any meat on it, even though you clearly just killed the wolf.
Go get me 5 teeth, and they bit me, but then they don't have any teeth.
Yeah.
Or even more annoying is, like, you see a character in Warcraft come at you with this badass sword or armor, and you kill it, and they have 5 silver. And you're like, can I just take the sword from him?
Right. And you're like, why the fuck does he have 5 silver?
Yeah. Or why did that wolf have 5 silver but no meat?
Why did that wolf attack me and didn't have a head?
That's different from what I grew up on, like Ultima Online, where if you saw an enemy with a sword and a shield and armor, they had that sword, shield, and armor when you killed them. That's what they dropped. So, yeah, that's one of my least favorite. I guess you would call it a trope. I don't know. Tropes are tricky.
Yeah, that's definitely a trope.
But I hate that.
I can't think of a real catchy name for it like I did with a couple of mine. But
what you see isn't what you get.
Ooh, I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
And then my other one, and this started around Halo. Halo was the first time I can remember this. Regenerating health.
Mm.
Hate it. Let's call this one regenerating health.
I mean, in fairness, with Halo 1, you didn't regenerate health. Like, your shield came back, but if you started taking damage to your health bar, you had to actually find a health pack to get it back.
And I like that. I like health bars. I like med kits. GoldenEye is a good example. Like, in GoldenEye, when you would have to find a med kit to heal yourself.
Yeah.
Or in more recent games where you have to, like, bandage yourself or something to feel better. But a lot of shooters, Call of Duty, except for which Call of Duty was it where you actually had the stim? You had to.
It was Black Ops 4.
Yeah, which I liked that part.
Yeah, I did too.
But a lot of the times you just hide for a second and your bullet wounds just go away.
Yep. And you're back to good.
You're back to healthy again.
And you can get the stim pack and it's just like Black Ops 4 where you're back to health instantly.
Yes, but at least you have to do something to do it. You don't just stand there. But those are the two tropes I hate the most in video games. What do you got?
Okay, so the ones that I hate, this is in no particular order. The whenever you have like a quick time event, and if you fail it, you have to retry
instead of going on with the thing.
Yeah, no, like if I fail a quick time event, like give me consequences for that. Like,
right.
One of my favorite games of all time is a game called Heavy Rain. It's one of the first like heavy story, like first ones to gain a lot of traction anyway, get really popular.
All I can think of is Sean.
Sean. Sean. Press X to Sean.
Sean.
Or no, press X to Jason.
And have you ever seen that glitch video?
No.
So it's at the end of the game where you do the Sean thing, but it glitched to where it kept doing it. So the whole game's still going on like normal. He's holding the woman as she's dying, and he's just going, Sean, right in her face. He screams, Sean. I'll send it to you tonight. It's hilarious.
So anyway, yeah, like in that game, though, if you fail a quick time event, that just changes how the story plays out.
Yeah.
Like you don't lose. Like that's just okay. That you know, that happened to that character. Like right. You messed up. So yeah, like the quick time event fail and retry bothers me.
I think you could almost mutate that. I wanted to throw the term mutate in here into just no consequences in general, because it's not the same, but in a similar way in the new wrestling games, whenever you do a match where you have to, it's like, okay, you beat your opponent in season mode or whatever. If you fail the match, you just do the match again, right? Mm. But in the old games, if you failed the match, there would be a new branching storyline because you failed and you would move on. So in that same way, it's like, I hate games where you lose and it's just like, do it again. As opposed to you lost, here are the consequences for your loss.
Yeah.
Pokemon has started doing that with like the legendary stuff.
Ooh, that's cool.
Like in the original, if you went up to Articuno, didn't save and didn't catch it, you don't get to try again. But I remember specifically in like X and Y, I didn't realize I was coming up on Zygarde, hadn't saved, fought, didn't win, and it's still just sitting there.
He patted you on the head and was like, try again.
Pretty much, yeah.
He has that voice.
Yeah, no, I really like when things have consequences. It's cool. Yeah. Like, you know, if you fuck it up, like, yeah, you have to.
Like Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
If your character dies, they are dead. Or go back, not further, because they were, I don't know which came out first, but Final Fantasy Tactics. If your character died in Final Fantasy Tactics, if you didn't get to them in time, they died. They were gone.
Yeah.
You had to reload your save.
In the U.S., Tactics was first. In Japan, Fire Emblem was first.
That's what I was saying. I don't know the timeline when it comes to Japanese Fire Emblem.
No, that's fair. But anyway, yeah, no, like, I like there to be consequences when you fuck up.
Same.
All right. Water levels. Just in general, especially ones with drowning mechanics. I still like occasionally get like stressed out whenever I hear like the dun 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 dun.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Yeah, no, like nah, no.
Yeah, Sonic gave me anxiety. That's where.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Blue bastard.
Water levels, just in general. Like I have never experienced. No, it's not true. They're
Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Mario 3 had some satisfying water levels.
Majora's Mask was also fun once you got the Zora mask.
You're just thinking of the water temple in
Ocarina of Time. Absolutely. Yeah. And any water level in Mario.
What about Ninja Turtles?
I just said Mario 3. And we ignored Lindsay's, the Ninja Turtles was one of the most famous water levels. We have to defuse the bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Most people couldn't get past that level. They never saw past that.
Yeah, the only reason you managed to get past it was with save states.
Well, not anymore. I did it so many times. I know that, well, I don't know now, but during that period where Sheridan and I were playing it all the time, I knew every spot for it. I could do it. Now I don't remember.
I'd get myself turned around in the Donkey Kong Country water levels every time.
But you know what at least it didn't have?
Like I said, the water levels like can be tolerable, but if they add in the drowning mechanics, then just fuck it.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad driving portions of games.
Yeah.
Like whenever you have a game, you're playing through it, and
when
it gets
shoehorned it in.
Yeah, you shoehorn in like a fucking truck tank
like when I
or
have to fly
like
and I just hand the controller to you
and it just has like these god or like it's clearly something they just kind of threw into the fucking game, like they're not people that know how like driving should work,
right?
And it's just shit-tacular. Like the Arkham Knight is one that's pretty famous about it, like they just kind of threw in the Batmobile,
right?
Which like in some parts is pretty fun, but in general like it had worse driving mechanics than Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Which from coming from me says something, because I still think Grand Theft Auto has the worst driving mechanics in any video game.
That's because everything's ice. You slide around
right?
So much.
Every fucking thing is on. Anyway.
The Ghostbusters game on DS was a really cool game, but it was a top-down, almost Diablo, not really Diablo, but Diablo style.
Like an isometric type.
Isometric action game where you played as all four characters, you could switch between them. But to get to the spot where you were going to bust the ghost, there was driving levels on the DS, and it was third person, and they were rough, man. I barely, and you had a timer.
Ugh.
It was terrible. They were absolutely god awful. Forced.
No, that's yeah. Anyway, the fight you're supposed to lose.
Oh, where you just have no chance of winning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's irritating.
Always.
We've been running into that in WoW lately. When you do the raids, they'll like, you'll kill them, but they don't die.
Because
they'll just
there's
keep,
a part that you're more supposed is to script supposed it. To come.
Yeah. And I'm like, just die. You're going to die in one hit when this is over, so just die.
Yeah. No, God, I hate the fights that you're supposed to lose. It just, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And then escort missions.
No.
Particularly ones that involve a car.
I don't know. The ones in WoW are pretty bad where you can't mount up, but they still like walk faster than you or slower than you. And so it's that weird.
They
like,
they
walk
faster
pause,
than you walk.
Walk, pause.
But
walk,
slower
walk,
than
pause.
You run.
Yep. Yeah. Final Fantasy 14 was really annoying about that because there are leave quests. And one of them would always be escort. Go find this character and escort them back to town. Like, all right, cool. But you could only get so far away from them and they walked. And you would get so far away, and then you would abandon them. You had to go back for them.
Yep.
But then you would also get attacked constantly. It was super annoying because it's just tedious.
Yeah. No,
it's
escort
just,
missions.
It's busy work.
Stupid. They're stupid.
Or just fucking fetch quests in general.
Yeah.
Fetch quests. Like
sometimes I don't mind fetch quests.
Like if the storyline is good, if it gives me a good narrative for why I'm doing it, sure. But it's that WoW thing of like go get me 15 pelts. Now get me 20 pelts. Get your own fucking pelt.
Now give me 20 like spider fangs.
Yeah.
But half the spiders don't actually have fangs, so good luck.
Yeah, but they just bit me. You broke them. They broke them on your armor.
Yeah.
But so I'm wearing cloth armor.
They're not usable fangs anymore.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. Dreadful. And that's what I got for the bad ones. I did 5 of each, so.
I actually don't know any tropes that I like.
No, fair enough.
I'm trying to think of anything that I was like, oh yeah, that's very sad. I don't know if it's trope or mechanic. I don't know. Tropes are weird for me. The word
mechanics
trope.
And trope, like you can say, like a mechanic can be a trope.
I like procedurally generated dungeons.
I got that on mine. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you have that one. The only one I'll throw out is I like randomized loot.
I got that too.
Son of a bitch. You know what?
No, take it. It's good.
Just
it's good.
Take it, Jesse. Like, you and I are going to think the same thing anyway. Power ups. And Mario.
There you go. Power ups, just in general, like that's a cool, like that's a trope. That's fine. romantic subplots. This is just like I understand a lot of people don't like them. And this is just me like liking my trashy romance shit.
Well, I like it until they go into awkwardly animated sex scenes.
Yeah.
So I was actually gonna say like I like how Mass Effects worked, where you actually had to like woo them over the course of the game. And then, yeah, like you had the awkward animated
sex
scenes.
They would get, the girl would get naked, but it would only ever show like her butt because that's all they could get away with. And then, I like subplots too when it's romance. That's part of the reason I couldn't get into Outer Worlds so much was there was no romance options for any of the companions. And it's such a small thing, but I still like to have the option.
Right.
Like if I see a cute companion, my character's handsome and charming. I want to be able to use that.
And it's like in the Fire Emblem games recently, like you in the last like 3 of them that they've released, they've added like the marriage mechanic. Mm-hmm. Like you can get like build up support enough with, you know, certain characters and you can end up marrying them. And in the case of a couple of them, like you actually have kids that you end up using in battle later. It's a cool mechanic.
They even have that in the Dynasty Warriors and Samurai Warriors Empires games where you can marry another character and then you have children that will like become fighters kind of.
Yeah,
it's cool stuff.
It's cool stuff, and like I get like I'm the kind of person that gets really attached to like side characters.
Yeah,
like especially in Mass Effect, like there was a couple of characters that I got really attached to, and I really liked that I could pursue a romantic, you know, interest with them. And I understand that a lot of people don't like that, but I love it.
Well, yeah, because they think like, oh, you're a loser dating people in video games. Like you look at porn. At least I can interact with mine. You know?
Just in a different way.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, loot the corpse was the other one. Where, yeah, randomized loot and stuff like that. Like,
which,
I just.
By the way, I have to say this on the air. Last night, I did some raiding when you guys went
to
bed.
What did you get now?
Nothing I can use. It's the first legendary item I've ever found in WoW.
You know, and it's class specific to a class you don't have, and it's account bound.
Yep. So it goes white, green. Was it white, green, blue, purple,
orange?
Mm-hmm. I found my first orange item ever. I did a raid where I killed.
That's not true. You had an orange item way, 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 way back on a different server.
No,
because I remember you freaking out about it.
That was purple.
Are you sure?
It was a world drop on a basilisk. I remember exactly what you're talking about. It was purple. It was the first.
Okay.
It's the only purple I've ever found.
I could have swore it was an orange.
This was an orange, and it's a bow. And I thought, oh, I'll give this to Lindsay because it's this badass. I killed Kill Jaden, I think is his name. and I got this Blood Elf bow, and it looks so badass. And I'm like, I'll give it to Lynn. I can't.
Yeah, it's account bound.
It's account bound. So it's just sitting in my bank, and it'll sit there forever.
I got a 3-person mount drop.
She did.
That's cool. It's a giant mammoth that two other people can ride on with me.
This is when loot drops go wrong. When you see this orange pop up, and then you go, you hover over it, and it says, not your class. And like we said before.
And account bound.
And one of the tropes we hate that we talked about before the show of if you're not proficient in that item, you can't use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
we've been doing raids and dungeons. Do you know what I almost always pick up with my hunter? Plate
mail.
Plate. Yeah. Plate. And no one in our group uses plate. We've got a cloth, a leather, and a mail.
We don't the even fuck need are all you playing that doesn't have plate.
Mage.
He's
oh shit.
Void elf mage.
And Allie's been rocking rogue.
Shannon Young playing a mage.
It's what I started on Ultima. I decided to go back to my roots. Oh, fair my void elf roots. Anyway, what else you got? I'm sorry.
All right, no, you're good. Fast travel. Or fun traveling.
No.
Disagree. Hate it.
So like
you don't like your Hearthstone?
I'll give you the clarification here. It either has to have fast travel or a fun way to travel through it. Like think Spider-Man PS4. Like it swinging had fast travel, but swinging through the city was just straight up fucking fun.
I hate fast travel options unless it makes sense in a lore way. So like as a mage, I can teleport portals. And create portals. That's cool by me. But and the Hearthstone's fine because there's a storyline aspect of this is enchanted, you can use it to go back, but okay. It has a timer. But like I've always hated fast travel where I could just go to the map, click something, and it automatically takes me there. I get why you need it because it's tedious as fuck to go back to these places. But again, I grew up on Ultima Online, and Ultima Online, the only people that could do that were mages because they could create runes and rune books and stuff. Everybody else had to walk their happy ass from town to town, and that felt more realistic to me.
I think it's another reason I didn't like Ultima.
Don't get me wrong. Like I don't like having to walk everywhere. But like in World of Warcraft, like flying somewhere.
God, I miss flying where we're at.
Yeah, and that's lore. That's, you know, there's a reason. But imagine if in World of Warcraft instead, you could open your map, click, and you're in Ironforge. You go to Stormwind. You open your map, you click Stormwind, and you just appear there.
Yeah. Like,
no, I wouldn't like that. No, I don't want that. So like World of Warcraft, though, has like fun ways to travel around.
Yeah.
Like for whatever reason, like it is really fun, in my opinion, to just like, you know, you ride your mount up to the Zeppelin and you take that to, you know, another major city or something like that.
Airships,
like,
boats, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It is.
Like,
I agree.
And you have to wait for them too. Like it's like, you know, waiting on a bus or like that.
Which is why I hated after Cataclysm when they changed it to where there no longer were Zeppelins or boats. There were portals. And it still made sense from a lore perspective because
they
still have some. There's just not as many.
Okay, calm down.
They're just not important.
Let me explain it.
Okay.
Immediately after Cataclysm, you couldn't. Because
everything was broken.
Deathwing broke everything. So they were like, the boats are down, but you can take this portal and go where you want. And it was instant. Now they've changed it back to where the boats are back.
I didn't realize that. Because I even played Cataclysm and I didn't realize that.
Some of
them
the boats aren't the same, though. Like,
no, they changed because the world changed with Cataclysm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I much prefer that option of like, and some people complain about it. They don't want to spend the extra 30 seconds sitting on the boat waiting for it to go. They want to go now. But I actually like that.
I mean, you still have to do it as a lower character until you get your different points to places.
Yeah, I like immersion.
Yeah,
I'm an immersive guy. Yeah.
And then, we talked about procedural generation. Like, I love Diablo. Like, every dungeon, every time you go to a dungeon, like, you can go to the same dungeon 35 times, but it'll never be the same layout.
Yep. And that's one thing that we're excited about with WoW and the new expansion.
I forgot that's happening.
The tower, yeah.
Like, that's why I'm going back to WoW with the new expansion.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the last one, the practice makes perfect. That's the one I was talking about, like, related to the one that Shannon hates. But, like, basically, I like it when a game lets you do literally whatever you want. And the more you do a thing, the better you get at that thing.
You know what we used to call that?
What's that?
Sandbox.
Oh, yeah.
Which is still a term, but sandbox now has taken on a different meaning. But back in the old days, back in, 70 years ago when I played video games, Ultima Online, I hate to go back to it. Ultima Online is to this show what Hulk Hogan is to me on PW. I always bring it up. but it was different where in EverQuest, you leveled up. And in Warcraft, too, you level up.
Whereas you used to have to level your weapons
you did,
in Warcraft.
But they took it out because they wanted it to be more streamlined. Mm-hmm. But in Ultima, you had to use whatever you use, you got better with. So if you wanted to be a mage that used a sword, use a sword. If you wanted to be a swordsman that was good at medicine, you could use bandages. But you got better by doing that specific thing. That is something that needs to be more in video games.
Yeah. No, I love doing it. Like it adds to the immersion, especially in an RPG.
Yeah.
Where it's just like it makes sense. Like, and then the flip side to that, like I hate it when like Mass Effect I talked about was one of the worst offenders in this particular category, where like if you didn't have a point, because like in Mass Effect you didn't get better doing things, like you actually applied points and skills to get better at something. But like if you weren't trained in that specific style of gun, and that's why it didn't make any fucking sense to me. Like my character in Mass Effect 1, and like I say this, I absolutely love Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2.
Right.
They are fucking like just treasures. Like they're wonderful fucking games.
He gets the goosebumps whenever he talks about it.
They're great games, but I hated the fact that I was this master sniper and I could hit like I had like, you know, I'd leveled it up enough where I had like no sway or anything like that, and I was just tearing people apart. But if I switched to an assault rifle in the first Mass Effect,
you'd miss.
I couldn't hit a goddamn thing. I'm like moving all over the place, like shooting myself in the face, because why not? Like it was, I didn't like that at all.
I think of invisible dice rolls as a whole is a trope that needs to die. And I think for the most part it has. But I think back to like when I played Morrowind. Elder Scrolls Morrowind. That was the first Elder Scrolls I ever played.
If you're not trained in something, you just swing and miss.
I would sit there and yeah, I would shoot something. And even with the bow, I would shoot something point blank and miss. And I go, how the fuck did I miss that shot? Well, it's because the invisible dice roll, you didn't hit it. So you didn't hit it. They changed that in Oblivion and then in Skyrim, obviously.
Yeah.
And MMOs are the same way. Like in Warcraft, you can still miss even if you're right there swinging at somebody, just depending on the invisible dice roll. And I get it. It's a staple of tabletop gaming. But, like, we are not playing tabletop games.
Because in tabletop, you can play it off as, like, oh, no, they dodged or it glanced off their armor.
Right.
Or something like that. Whereas, and in World of Warcraft, sometimes you do see them, like, you know, dip to the side or something like that. Yeah.
But not the enemies. Just your character.
Yeah. So, like, you swing at the giant-ass fucking cow in front of you. And the goddamn thing somehow dodged you. And you're like, the fuck it did.
It moved.
The joke's bad. You should feel bad.
I like bad jokes.
And again, to go back to Ultima Online, they had a similar mechanic where if your skill wasn't enough, you were point blank. I remember I used a big-ass Bardich weapon or a halberd, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super slow, but it hit really hard. And you would have a delay in your swing because of the timing. So what people would do is they would hit and then they would run. And then when they ran back, the timer would reset and you could hit them again. So you would hit them and then run. And when you run back, it would go whoosh because you just just missed completely. So you'd have to run away and hope better for the next time. It was annoying. But I also kind of miss it. I don't know. I miss the old days.
Yeah.
Let's end the show.
Yeah. Because we're probably way over at this point.
Almost 20 minutes. I don't like being abrupt when it comes to endings, but like it's time to go home and eat and play Warcraft again.
It is time to go home.
So, from the bottom of our hearts, Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back after the new year. What is this? Is this February still?
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, we haven't made it back around yet.
God damn it. So thank you guys for tuning into the show tonight. We hope you had fun. If you really want to watch some really brutal hits, you know, with CCW coming up next week, and you really want to watch people just tearing each other apart, make sure you continue to tune into the presidential debates. it's more violent than wrestling will ever be. Until then, Monday we got Nerd Up, and I think Tuesday we're back to Mr. 105 Star. Wednesday, of course, PW. Thursday, After Dark. We do it all again next week. Thank you guys for tuning in, and go away. Good night.